My name is Christopher Raphael, and I'm a professor in the School of Informatics. And in particular, I'm head of the music informatics program.
So first, what exactly is informatics?
Oh, I think of informatics as being applied computer science. I don't know that it's necessary to agree on a definition school-wide for what it means for us to move forward, but that seems to be a pretty workable view.
Okay. So what's music informatics?
Well, I guess perhaps the fundamental philosophy of music informatics is music is data. So it seems like a little bit of a contradiction to look at something which is so inherently pleasant to us as being data. But at some level, if you look at audio, audio is just a stream of byte values that describe intensity. So that's data. Or if you look at a score-like representation of music, it's a list of notes. So in both cases, it's composed of data, and we take a data analysis kind of view as the perhaps lowest level in our look at music.
Recently, Raphael received a grant in the amount of
$450,000
from the National Science Foundation. What's all that money going to?
Significant portion of this is to buy a Bösendorfer reproducing piano. To begin with, it's just a regular piano, but on top of that is added a layer of hardware that allows one to sense quite a bit of information about what the pianist is actually doing.
Wait a second. Don't player pianos do the same thing for much less money? What's the difference?
Essentially, every millisecond, a measure is taken to describe the position of every key and every hammer. So from this collection of information, you can do a lot of interesting things. Of course, first of all, you can just play back the performance. And when you do this, you get something which is indistinguishable from the original.
Okay, so that's a lot different than a player piano. But why bother? Well, Raphael believes that most electronically produced music is
almost not inflected at all and is played in a completely unexpressive ways. In order to get the computer-generated instruments to be musical, the most straightforward thing to do is to get them to copy what the live player is doing. Well, this works to a point. They can't get their musicality by osmosis. They need to know something about what it is that they're trying to do and make that happen independently of input from the solo players, the live players.
Raphael is no stranger to smart accompaniment systems. During the last couple of years, he's developed a program called Music Plus One, or as some of his colleagues like to call it, the Informatics Philharmonic.
I even had a student, Yujin Cho, use the program in a recital that she gave her senior year, which I was really pleased with.
So the accompaniment starts before the soloist starts.
That's right.
What happens when she pulls the bow for the first time across the strings?
The idea is, in some sense, it mimics what human musicians do. People are always anticipating the way the future is going to evolve based on what they've already heard. So it's continually predicting and revising its predictions based on what it is that it hears.
Again, I wanted to know, why bother? Why do students need this software?
Because in addition to being a thrilling experience, one learns a huge amount. One learns a huge amount about interpreting a piece when it's in the context of the whole rather than just in the practice room. So the hope is to make this available to anyone who wants it.